Hello and welcome to Kiri. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're covering three big stories that are shaping the way we approach cancer care. First, we'll dive into a major FDA approval for datopotamab deruxtecan, a new TROP2-directed antibody drug conjugate for HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. Then we'll explore an intriguing study on the timing of immunotherapy infusions. Could the time of day patients receive treatment actually impact survival? And finally, we'll talk about the rising global rates of early onset colorectal cancer, what might be driving this increase, and what it means for screening guidelines. Let's get started. For years, HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer has relied on endocrine therapy and chemotherapy as the main treatment options. While effective in many cases, once patients progress beyond endocrine therapy, treatment choices become more limited, especially for those who want to avoid the harsh toxicities of chemotherapy. Now, there's a new option on the table. The FDA has approved datopotamab deruxtecan for unresectable or metastatic HR-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer in patients who have progressed after endocrine therapy and at least one chemotherapy regimen. This approval is based on findings from the TROPION-Breast1 trial, a phase 3 study that demonstrated a significant improvement in progression-free survival compared to standard chemotherapy. The study found that patients who received datopotamab deruxtecan had a median progression-free survival of 6.9 months compared to 4.9 months for those receiving standard chemotherapy. While this might seem like a modest improvement, what sets this drug apart is its tolerability. Traditional chemotherapy often comes with harsh side effects, but this ADC maintains efficacy while being better tolerated. This approval is a major milestone in breast cancer treatment because it expands the role of antibody drug conjugates in HR-positive disease. ADCs have already transformed treatment for HER2-positive breast cancer, and now we're seeing their impact in HER2-negative disease as well. For oncologists, this means a new treatment option that provides disease control with fewer side effects than conventional chemotherapy. Moving forward, we're likely to see even more studies evaluating ADCs in different settings, potentially earlier in the treatment sequence. Now, shifting gears from breast cancer to an interesting discovery about immunotherapy timing. We've long known that our body's biological clock, also known as the circadian rhythm, affects various physiological processes. But could it influence how effective immunotherapy is? A new meta-analysis suggests that the time of day when patients receive immunotherapy may impact their survival outcomes. Researchers analyzed data from multiple trials in melanoma, renal cell carcinoma, esophageal cancer, and NSCLC, and found an intriguing trend. Patients who received most of their infusions in the morning had better survival outcomes than those who received treatments later in the day. One striking example came from a melanoma study. Patients who received more than 75% of their infusions after 2 p.m. had a median overall survival of 14.9 months. Compare that to 38.1 months for patients who received their infusions earlier in the day. That's a major difference. The theory is that T-cell activation, which is critical for immunotherapy response, may be more effective earlier in the day due to how the immune system fluctuates with the circadian cycle. While this isn't definitive proof that oncologists need to start rearranging treatment schedules, it does raise an important question. Should we be paying more attention to when patients receive their immunotherapy? For now, practicality is a big barrier. Not every clinic has the flexibility to schedule all immunotherapy patients in the morning. But as more research emerges, we may start seeing a shift toward optimizing infusion timing, especially for high-risk patients. And finally, let's talk about a global trend that's becoming harder to ignore: early onset colorectal cancer. We've been hearing for years that early onset colorectal cancer, meaning colorectal cancer diagnosed in patients under 50, is on the rise. What was once thought to be an issue mainly in high-income countries is now becoming a worldwide problem. A new global analysis looked at colorectal cancer trends in 50 countries, and what they found was striking. 27 of those countries reported an increase in early-onset colorectal cancer rates. The most rapid increases were seen in New Zealand, Chile, and Puerto Rico. This suggests that dietary, lifestyle, or environmental factors may be playing a role in driving this trend. What's particularly concerning is that most of these younger patients are being diagnosed at later stages, meaning their prognosis is worse. Another key concern is whether current screening guidelines are keeping up. In the US, the recommended age for screening was recently lowered to 45 instead of 50, but many other countries still haven't adjusted their screening protocols. Colorectal cancer is no longer just a disease of the elderly. Younger patients are getting diagnosed at higher rates, and we need to rethink screening guidelines to catch it earlier for oncologists. This means having heightened awareness of symptoms in younger patients and pushing for earlier screenings, particularly for those with risk factors. It also reinforces the importance of dietary and lifestyle education as part of prevention efforts. And that wraps up today's episode of Curie. From a new ADC approval for HR positive, HER2 negative breast cancer, to the potential role of timing in immunotherapy outcomes, and the alarming rise of early onset colorectal cancer, these stories highlight just how fast oncology is evolving. If you're listening on the Curie app, thanks for being part of the community. Be sure to come back next time for more expert insights and breaking oncology updates. So if you're tuning in from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or another platform, check out the Curie app for a personalized, clutter-free experience designed specifically for oncology professionals. You'll find the App Store link in the episode description. Would love to have you join us. Until next time, stay curious and keep making a difference.